High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. Scores!
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking. Comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A 3-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. It's semifinal night in the Class C1 Sub-District 9 Girls Basketball Tournament. Both games for you here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. Our first of two tonight will be the Adams Central Lady Patriots and the Minden Whippets. The Whippets, the number one seed in this five-team tournament. Adams Central is the fourth seed, and last night Adams Central defeated Gibbon by the score of 51-37 to move into the semifinal round and ending Gibbon's season. The Lady Patriots come in with 5 wins and 17 losses on the season, 3 of those wins against Gibbon this season. And they face the tall task of facing the number two-ranked team in the state, and the Minden Whippets, 17 wins, 2 losses. They've been rolling along all season long. This is a tremendous basketball team with 17 wins and 2 losses on the season. The number one seed here and the favorite in this sub-district to move on to the district championship game 1 week from Friday. It's Adams Central and Minden in the first game. In game number two, the number two seed Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes at 15-5 take on the 18-4 Kearney Catholic Stars, the third seed in this tournament. And what a semifinal matchup that is. St. Cecilia 15-5, Kearney Catholic 18-4. That's a semifinal in the sub-district. So the two winners tonight move on to the championship game at 7 o'clock right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena on Thursday night. And for the losers, the season will probably be over. There's always that chance for the wild card for teams that lose before a district championship game or in a district championship game, but not so for Adams Central in this case, and probably not so either for Kearney Catholic or Hastings St. Cecilia in game number two. The men in Whippets are in great shape, the point standings, but they'd be the heavy favorites in this first game here tonight. So it's Minden and Adams Central in the first, the nightcap, Hastings St. Cecilia, Kearney Catholic, both of them right here tonight for you on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. I'm Blaine Bulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you, and Adams Central and Minden will meet for the second time this year. The Minden Whippets defeated Adams Central back in the Minden Holiday Tournament on December 29th of last year, and the Whippets got off to a very fast start, won that game 76-33 over the Lady Patriots. So a tall task for Adams Central. The Minden Whippets want to go in, move on to the sub-district championship game on Thursday night. We had a chance to talk on the pregame show, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. The pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Had a chance to talk to Adams Central basketball coach Tim Marker about this basketball game and last night's win. We'll be back with Coach Marker on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Adams Central and Minden in the girls' semifinal of the Class C1 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. Tim Marker with us, the Adams Central girls' basketball coach. Coach, the team wins last night 51-37 over Gibbon to advance to the semifinal tonight. Tell us a little bit about last night's game. Pretty consistent in the fact that you controlled the basketball game for the most part last night.
Yeah, we got off to kind of a slow start. We missed a couple of shots, and they hit a couple of shots and got out to a lead on us. And that's, You know, the first two times that we had played, it was kind of the opposite way, where we were able to hit a couple of shots early and get a lead, and then we just kind of were able to slowly stretch it out, and the game ended up about the same as what it did last night. But Gibbon was pretty aggressive at the start, and they got off some good shots, and they knocked some down. So it was a pretty good battle for the first half.
Yeah, in the second half, you kind of pull away a little bit, especially in that fourth quarter. So overall, I guess you have to be pretty pleased with last night. You win and move on here. That's what it's all about right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's what it comes down to, is if you win, you get to play again, and if you don't, then you go home and you check things in and start making plans for summer. So it's down to that time of the year, and our kids did play well. We got some more points from the post inside, so we've been trying to really work at that. And you know, they tried to do some things different, kind of junk defense a little bit and put more pressure on our guards. So we knew there was going to be more emphasis for us to get the ball into our post players, and we did, and they did a great job in there for us. And then we had you know, a couple of freshmen really step up and play well. And it's that time of year where, you know, people talk about all the time that they're not really freshmen anymore. They played 22 games. So, you know, it's just that time of year where everybody has plenty of experience and you've played a lot, and you just have to make plays.
Well, you go into the semifinal tonight against Minden, ranked number 2, and everybody knows Minden's an outstanding ball club. You played them earlier in the year, and they got you pretty good over in their tournament. They're just an outstanding ball club, Coach. What's the approach tonight? What is the approach going to be?
Well, you know, the biggest thing for us is that we have to be aggressive offensively and not let their defense dictate what we're doing and find ways to score. They'll take some things away from you, and you've got to find other ways to score. And that's probably going to be the biggest thing, is not letting their defense cause us to, you know, have the ball too far away from the basket all the time and into too many turnovers that lead to easy baskets for them. And then defensively, we just have to stay solid and make them – they're going to hit some outside shots, and we just have to try and make them – maybe take them a little bit further outside than they want and you know, a little bit of pressure there and make sure that we try to limit them to one shot as many times as we can.
I'm sure Coach Cremosa, I don't know for sure, but I can almost bet that he's going to say – let's get off to a great start. Let's put this thing away as early as possible if we can here and get the Patriots out of this basketball game, get them down a little. So I guess the first 4 minutes of this game going to be really important tonight.
Yeah, that's one of the characteristics of his teams, where they really come out and play hard right at the very beginning and try and get that lead established and try and get, you know, the momentum of the game established and kind of get it in their favor right away. And you know, they just really come out and play hard from the very get-go, and then they finish every quarter really hard, and that's where they can kind of stretch out a little bit on you sometimes, and it's a little bit misleading, but it's very effective, and I'm sure that's going to be one of their plans, is to try and get out early and get things under control, and you know possibly if they get a big enough lead or whatever, be able to rest their kids a little bit for the finals later. But you know, we know that, and hopefully we can get out and score some points early and stay with them and make a good game out of it.
I know that you're going to probably tell the kids, let's go out there and let's be competitive, let's have some fun, and just see what happens tonight. I guess that's a pretty good approach, I guess, Coach, because you know, nobody's expecting you to win the game tonight, but kids need to go out and compete, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and they have been, and, you know, it's one of those situations where we've played good enough in several quarters this year that we can really make a game of it. The real thing is going to be to try and put four quarters together and not have a quarter where we don't score, not have a quarter where we have turnovers and give them easy baskets. And that's going to be the biggest key, is to try and put four quarters together, and that'll be a big thing for us. If we can put four quarters together, we have a good chance to be in the game.
Have a chance, maybe at the end. You never know, do you, Coach? That's why we play them. And there have been years in the past when Minden has jumped up on the Patriots in this tournament. So you never know, do you?
No, you don't, and that's why you play. You always have different matchups, and you know, kids have a lot of different things going on. And you know, sometimes it's hard to make a basket, and when you go to a new gym like the situation at Hastings College, where they have the open floor and they have kids behind the baskets, and there are some things that are different there that they may not be used to that can make it tough to shoot from the outside a little bit at times. And, you know, we have some kids that have played there once now, and so we have a little bit more experience on the floor maybe. And, you know, we just have to go out and play and try and make plays and give ourselves a chance.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Blaine.
That's Tim Marker, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Lady Patriots. Stay tuned. We'll have the starting lineups, first quarter play-by-play. That's coming right up.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena before our first semifinal in this Class C1 Sub-District 9 girls basketball tournament. Adams Central and Minden in this first semifinal. Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia to follow. The Adams Central Lady Patriots 5-17 on the basketball season. The Minden Whippets at 17-2. Minden has won their last four. The only loss is in overtime to the outstanding Holdridge team of Class B and to Boone Central back on December 19th. Other than that, they've won everything else in sight, including a win over Hastings St. Cecilia, another team in this tournament, and a win over Adams Central earlier this year, 76-33. Adams Central with five wins on the season, three of those coming against Gibbon. They also defeated Loup City and St. Paul, and the Patriots defeating Gibbon 51-37 in the first round last night to earn their way to a meeting with the Minden Whippets here this evening. So we have Minden and Adams Central coming up in game number one, our starting lineups for the Minden Whippets. They'll start the usual crew. Hallie Bauer, a 5'8" senior. Hallie averages 17 points, 6.7 rebounds. Brooke Kissinger, a 5'7" sophomore. She averages 14 points a game and 1.8 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger, a 5'9" sophomore, 7 rebounds a game and 16 points a game. Bauer at 17, Kissinger, Jamie at 16, Brooke Kissinger at 14 points a game. Bailey Peterson, a 6-foot senior. She comes in averaging 3.4 points, 5.4 rebounds. And Carly Sartorius, 3.4 points, and just about one rebound a game for Carly Sartorius. We're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups for the Adams Central Lady Patriots and our first quarter play-by-play after this one-minute timeout.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Singing of our national anthem before Adams Central and Minden. Class C1 Girls Subdistrict 9 semifinal for the Adams Central Patriots. They're going to start tonight. Sydney Niemeyer, she's a 5'8" senior, 4.4 points, 3.4 rebounds per game for Sydney. Carly Bostock, a freshman, is going to get her fourth straight start. She's averaging 3 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. Bostock, the 5'10 freshman. Also starting is going to be Kaylee Rader, a 5'7" junior. Rader averages 5 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Cheyenne Gotch, the senior, the 5'5" senior with 7.9 points per game, 2.8 rebounds per game. And Emily Boniface will start tonight for Adams Central. She is a 5'4" junior, 2.4 points, 2.2 rebounds per game for Adams Central. So the Patriots, who have problems scoring the basketball this year, they come in averaging on the season 35 points a game. The Minden Whippets come in, they average 64 points a game, and they give up only 40 a contest. Adams Central scores at 35.6 points per game. And, of course, the big three scores for the Whippets, Bauer and the Kissinger sisters, Brooke and Jamie. This is a tall task for the Adams Central Patriots, and the Minden Whippets look to advance to the sub-district championship on Thursday night. They go to the state tournament last year, finished fourth there, but they have bigger dreams this year. Get back to state and bring home that Class C1 state championship trophy. But Adams Central is the opponent tonight, and we'll see what happens in this basketball game. The winner moves on to the sub-district championship on Thursday night. We'll have it for you on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, as we'll have both the games of the semifinals here tonight. So Adams Central sending out Kaylee Rader, Sydney Niemeyer, Emily Boniface, Cheyenne Gotch, and Carly Bostock. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. For Minden, they do send out Hallie Bauer, Brooke Kissinger, Jamie Kissinger, Carly Sartorius, and Bailey Peterson. Home team on the scoreboard, the Minden Whippets. They shoot at the basket to our left. Adams Central in the traveling red with the white numerals, white and blue trim. They'll shoot at the basket to our right. The tip controlled by Minden, and it goes to Jamie Kissinger. And here we go. Adams Central starts in a man-to-man defense. Left alone and taking the threes, Brooke Kissinger will bounce around and off, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Kaylee Rader of Adams Central. The first possession in Minden, a wide-open shot, does not go down for the Whippets. And the Patriots with the rebound. In the lane is Gotch. Back out to Emily Boniface. Right side, Minden in the man-to-man to start things off. Patriots shoot right in front of the Minden bench here. And coach Rick Cremosa. Carly Bostock behind the arc here as Adams Central faces a man-to-man defense. We're just underway. There's a pass presented for Rader. Going to be too strong. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline at center court. And the Patriots turn it over for the first time. That'll be one of the keys tonight. Can Adams Central handle the pressure of Minden and not commit the turnovers? They've been guilty of 24 a game on average this season. Sartorius front court for Minden. Top of the key to Bailey Peterson. Left wing to Kissinger. Jamie with it. Pass inside. Going to be picked off by Rader. Turnover Minden. Basketball to Adams Central and Cheyenne Gotch across the timeline. Play just about a minute. Scoreless. First quarter. There's a lob underneath to Niemeyer in the pick and roll. She shoots and scores. Sydney Niemeyer with the field goal for Adams Central, and the Patriots jump out in front of the score of 2-0. Front court, it's Brooke Kissinger for the Minden Whippets. Gotch with the defense. There's a screen and a pass inside out of Peterson, tipped away from her, but Bailey runs it down for Minden out to Kissinger for three in the air. Going to be no good by Brooke Kissinger. In the far corner, grab Emily Boniface. She passes it out to Carly Bostock. The Patriots with their second rebound, and they have a 2-0 lead in the basketball. Front court, Emily Boniface traveled with the basketball. She tried to get rid of it. A travel on the Patriots. Their second turnover back to Minden. Maybe some early jitters for both these teams. And Minden hasn't connected on a couple of three-point attempts. Adams Central scores off the pick and roll. They lead it 2-0. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Hallie Bauer, top of the key. It's Jamie Kissinger for three. This one bounces out. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot up and good by Bailey Peterson. Peterson with the offensive rebound and score. We're tied at two. Full court pressure now for the Minden Whippets. Patriots in the backcourt. How will the Patriots handle this pressure? Niemeyer to Boniface. She's tied up on the play there by Carly Sartorius. Alternate possession. Jump ball call. It will stay with Adams Central, and they'll come the length of the floor. They'll try it again with 6:11 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at two. Kearney Catholic, St. Cecilia to follow next. Should be a great semifinal. Inbounded to Bostock. Bostock in the backcourt to Boniface. Front court pass down to Gotch. Gotch across the timeline to Niemeyer off her hands, but Rader runs it down in the corner for Adams Central. Kaylee Rader back out to Cheyenne Gotch. in the right wing, puts up a runner from 12 in the air, going to be off the iron, no good. They battle for it in the lane, picked up there by Jamie Kissinger for the Whippets. They want to run to our left. They do. Front court pass to Satorius. She will drive, shoot, and score. Carly Satorius on the assist there from Jamie Kissinger. First lead of the night for the Whippets. They're up 4-2. Backcourt, it's Niemeyer. Niemeyer to Boniface. Adams Central attacks the press well that time. Front court, it's Bostock, but too strong for her and out of bounds. Patriots turn it over for the third time. First substitutions for Adams Central, number 41, Georgie Johnson, a 5'8 junior, Anna Queen, a 5'4" junior, and the freshman, Brittany Wiseman, the 5'4 freshman, and a quick timeout, Adams Central. So we'll take one with 5:36 to go, first quarter. It's Minden 4, Adams Central 2. We're back in 30 seconds.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First substitution for the Minden Whippets, Emily Nelson, the 5'4 senior in. 4-2 Minden, they have the basketball after the Patriots' third turnover, driving to the baseline. Brooke Kissinger, she drives, shot up short, no good. Tipped around on the baseline, grabbed by Peterson. Offensive rebound again for Bailey Peterson, her second offensive rebound, and basket, and the Whippets go up 6-2. Backcourt, Queen inbounds to Gotts, knocked out of bounds there by Brooke Kissinger. So full court pressure by the Whippets on defense here. Adams Center will have Anna Queen play it in. They just basically with three guards on the floor with Wiseman, Queen, and Gotts in a five-second call. Adams Center can't get the ball in the allotted 5 seconds. They'll turn it over for the fourth time this quarter, and the Whippets will take over. They'll play it in underneath their own basket with Jamie Kissinger to trigger it. Does to Bauer. Hallie with it. Drives the baseline all the way to the hoop, and she scores. Hallie Bauer, the Hastings College recruit. She'll be here next year for Jeff Dippman and the Broncos with the score there, 8-2 Minden. They've scored the last eight. Wiseman front court for Adams Central. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, 8-2. Minden with the lead, and again, they've scored the last eight. Johnson with a bounce pass inside to Gotts. Cheyenne, a runner from 7, no good, tipped around, grabbed by Jamie Kissinger. Minden using its height, controlling the boards here to Brooke Kissinger. She drives past underneath, but before that, a travel on the Whippets. They turn it over. Carly Bostock back in for Adams Central. Sydney Niemeyer out. Brianna Shook, 5'5", junior in for Adams Central. The Patriots will shuffle him in and out. They have Bostock, Queen, Shook, Wiseman, and Johnson on the floor. First breather for Cheyenne Gotch and Sydney Niemeyer. Queen in the backcourt inbounds to Bostock. Bostock with the 5'10 frame. Kind of look over some of the defenders in the backcourt. Wiseman in the backcourt to Shook. Front court pass to Anna Queen. Queen to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Johnson. Picked off there. Fifth turnover. The steal by the Whippets. Front court, it's Kissinger. To Emily Nelson. She drives. Shot short. No good. And a foul going to be called on Adams Central as Emily Nelson heads for the hoop. And she was knocked down in the play and fouled in the play. And the foul on Adams Central. Carly Bostock picks up the foul. And Emily Nelson to the line to shoot two for Minden. Bostock picks up her first. First foul of the ball game, 8-2 Minden. Emily Nelson to shoot two with 4:27 to go, up and off the front iron, no good. In the background here is like shooting the Grand Island Heartland Hoops tournament or Pershing Auditorium. There are no solid background. There are stands and people behind each backboard, so a little bit different shooting background for these teams, and we'll see how they react. This is the second game, though, for the Patriots. Second free throw missed, but offensive rebound in a minute. Pass underneath to Bauer. She puts up a shot. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. A foul called on Georgie Johnson. And Nelson misses the first two free throws, and Hallie Bauer will go to the line to shoot a pair for the Whippets. And Hallie, 17 points a game, 6 rebounds. Free throw up and good. 76% free throw shooter, 58% from the floor. Makes the first free throw, 9-2 Whippets. They scored the last 9, and Bauer will shoot the second. It went up, and it's good. Makes them both at 4 for Bauer, and it's 10-2. Whippets. Patriots got the first field goal, the last 10 points by Minden. Wiseman, the freshman, in the backcourt. Guarded by Satorius. Wiseman dribbles it all the way to the timeline, now crosses it for Adams Central. Guarded by Satorius. Gives up her dribble. And bumped on the play is Wiseman. She tried to get rid of it. Brooke Kissinger picks up the foul. That's her first. Minden's first, and the Patriots will throw it in on the near sideline. Emily Boniface back in, and a queen out for Adams Central. 4:05 to go first quarter. 10-2 Whippets, the number one seed in this tournament. Number two rated team in Class C1. Adams Central, the fourth seed in this five-team sub-district, winning last night over Gibbon. Shook to Bostock on the pick and roll. 12-footer up. No good by Bostock. Tipped around. Grabbed there by Peterson. By Minden. To Brooke Kissinger. She's to the left baseline. Lost control of the ball. She's held, though, by Emily Boniface. Foul on Boniface. Brooke Kissinger headed for the hoop. Foul in the play. Non-shooting situation. Jamie averages 16.8 points. Brooke Kissinger 14.9 in the ball game. Sydney Stadler, 5'11 junior, replacing Bailey Peterson. So Sydney Stadler, the 5'11 junior, comes in for the 6-foot senior Bailey Peterson. Inbound it to Stadler, to Bauer in the corner, to Kissinger inside, all alone is Stadler, and she scores. Sydney Stadler, two defenders went out on Kissinger, and Stadler all alone. There's a pass other end to Shook. Lost control of it is Brianna, but it's off of Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger and Shook back there. Shook tried to catch that long pass. Couldn't quite control it, but it went out of bounds off Jamie Kissinger. Kaylee Rader back in. Brianna Shook out for Adams Central. 3:31 to go. The Whippets on a 12-point run. They lead 12-2. Emily Boniface to play it in. Goes in the lane. It's going to be an errant pass there. Picked off by Satorius. Patriots sixth turnover. Satorius into the scoring zone for Whippets and stolen by Emily Boniface. So the steal there by Boniface. Third turnover on the Whippets. Boniface front court for Adams Central. Boniface to the top of the key, right side to Wiseman. She will drive, put up the shot, no good. And going to be a rebounding foul, it looks like, on the Whippets. Allie Bauer. Patriots had inside position there. Bauer goes over the back. Non-shooting situation. Checking in Cheyenne Gott, Sydney Niemeyer. Two starters back in there for the Patriots. Wiseman goes out. Johnson goes out for Adams Central. 3:12 to go first quarter. 12-2, Minden with the lead. Tournament basketball underway this week on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Charlie Bostock in the lane will turn, shoot from about 7, going to be off there, no good. The rebound to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke runs it into the scoring zone to our left here for the Whippets. She'll be left alone, stop and pop for 3. Off the iron, no good. The rebound there by Charlie Bostock, and another rebounding foul on the Whippets, this one on Sydney Stadler. So Bostock makes a difference with that 5'10 frame. She can certainly match that size of Minden on the boards, and she's fouled that time. Again, a non-shooting situation with 2:59 to go. Rader inbounds to Bostock. Bostock back to Kaylee Rader. Kaylee will dribble it across the timeline, gives it up to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch around the screen to the right wing. Minden defense, after giving up the first two, making it very difficult for Adams Central to score. Here the Whippets on a 12-point run. They lead it 12-2. Checking in for the Whippets is going to be Allison Hollinger, a 5'6 senior. She's played in all the games this season, all 19 of the Whippets. They're 17-2, remember. To Gotch, she'll take the three from the wing, going to be off the backboard and rim, no good. A battle for it inside, and there's going to be a rebounding foul on the Patriots as Hallie Bauer came down with the ball. Foul called on Carly Bostock, and that's two on Bostock. Emily Nelson back in for Minden. Georgie Johnson will check in. Carly Bostock will check out with those two fouls. And it'll be Minden basketball on the fourth team foul on the Patriots. Satorius goes out. And Nelson in there for Minden. They lead 12-2. They have the basketball. Sydney Stadler on the left wing. Man-to-man defense for the Patriots. Top of the key. Stopping and popping for three. It's going to be in the hole this time. A three for Allison Hollinger. She steps out and hits the three. 15-2 with it. Boniface in the backcourt, double team for Adams Central. Gives up the basketball, and the Patriot hits the deck, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it's off the Whippets, and it'll be Adams Central throwing it in from their Minden baseline. So the Patriots will come the length of the floor with a 15-2 deficit facing them. Sydney Niemeyer in the backcourt. Pass tip, but Rader grabs it for Adams Central. Double team there. The ball stolen. Shot up and good by Holly Bauer. Bauer has 6. 17-2 Whippets. There's a long front court pass to Georgie Johnson, but it's going to be grabbed there by Sydney Stadler. The pass a little weak and a foul call to Stadler. Grabbed the ball. The turnover on the Patriots and the foul called on Georgie Johnson with Adams Central. 15-foul on Adam Sutter with 2:03 to go, and checking in for the Patriots, it's going to be Amy Hemberger. We got a timeout, though, on the floor. Timeout Adam Sutter with 2:03 to go in the first quarter. The Whippets 17, the Patriots 2, back in 30 seconds.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2:03 to go in the men and Whippets after a relatively slow start. If you want to look at it that way, missing a couple threes. Adam Sindel gets the first bucket. It's been all Whippets since. They have scored the last 17 points and lead 17-2 and have the ball. That's Brooke Kissinger into the scoring zone. To Allison Hollinger. Back to Brooke Kissinger for three from the wing. Bounces out of there, no good. Tipped around and grabbed on the... there by Emily Boniface. She hits the deck, and a foul going to be called on Minden. Boniface grabbed the ball. Adam Central, she was fouled on the play. Foul calling Sydney Stadler. That's her second. And Bailey Peterson back in for Stadler with two quick fouls. Sydney will hit the bench with the field goal and two fouls. Adam Central on the 15th foul will play it in once again. 14 fouls on Minden, excuse me, five on Adam Central. In the backcourt, it's Boniface for Adam Central. Double team there. Looks for a screen. Still double teamed in the backcourt. Emily tries to get it across the timeline and does dribble into the scoring zone and a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Brooke Kissinger. And the Patriots will play it in on the near sideline. That's two on Brooke Kissinger. She has two fouls. She hasn't hit her threes yet this game, and she has two fouls. She'll have to sit down, and her sister Jamie will come in. That's already five team fouls on both teams with 1:36 to go. We're going to be shooting free throws early in period number two, the way it looks. Gosh gets the ball for Adam Central. Pass inside for Boniface. He's going to be picked off by the Whippets. Now a jump ball. Patriots will turn it over. Alternate possession will go to Minden. So that will be a turnover number eight on Adam Central with 1:27 to go in the first quarter of play. 17-2 Whippets. The Whippets have their cheering section over here to our right, to the right of the Minden bench. The Minden students, the guys are over there cheering for the Whippets here this evening. With the basketball, shot taken for three by Emily Nelson. It's no good, tipped around, grabbing the baseline there by Hallie Bauer, but she was out of bounds. So the Whippets can't control it, and they turn it over on the end line. Anna Queen checks in, Brittany Wise, and Sydney Bernacek. First time in for Sydney tonight, the 5'6 junior for Adams Central. So Queen's out there with Niemeyer, Wiseman, Jamie Gilbert, the senior, her first appearance. Front court, it's Wiseman for Adams Central. Brittany with it. To Niemeyer, the Patriots can't get a good look at the basket after scoring the first field goal on the pick and roll. Bernacek with it on the right wing. Her pass is going to be out to Anna Queen near the timeline. Picked off by Bauer, stolen by Bauer, but stolen back by Queen. Neither team could control the ball. Queen now to Bernacek. Adam Central controls with 43 seconds to go. Sydney Bernacek on the left wing now to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman for the Patriots gives up her dribble pass in the lane to Niemeyer to Queen, 15-footer from the wing is going to be off, no good. Grabbed there by Bailey Peterson, the 6-foot senior with the rebound there to Hallie Bauer. 26 seconds to go, first quarter. Bauer into the offensive zone to Jamie Peterson. A runner in the lane, up and good. First field goal for Jamie Peterson, 19-2 Whippets. And the Patriots cross the end line trying to play it in and turn it over for the ninth time, 19-2 Whippets. So the end-line violation there for the Patriots with 18 seconds to go. They give it back to the Whippets underneath their own basket. Jamie Kissinger plays it in to Peterson. To Emily Nelson in the corner to Jamie Peterson. Jamie back out to Nelson for three in the air. Off there, no good. The rebound grabbed by Minden. Shot blocked by Niemeyer, but grabbed there. Shot put up and good. Allison Hollinger grabbed her, missed block shot and score. She has scored four, and it's 21-2, and that's the end of the first quarter. Adams Central gets the first two. Minden gets the last 21 after one quarter. Patriots trail the Whippets. Minden 21. Adams Central 2 back with period number 2 in 30 seconds.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena at the Osborne Family Sports Complex on the Hastings College campus. Blaine Bulis with you. This is girls high school basketball. It's tournament time. This is the Class C1 Sub-District 9 semifinal. Adams Central and Mendon. Adams Central girls scored the first 2 points on a pick and roll. Sydney Niemeyer scoring the basket. Since then, the Whippets have scored the last 21. 6 for Hallie Bauer, 4 for Bailey Peterson, 5 for Allison Hollinger in that first quarter of play. The Whippets on a 21-point run, and they lead 21-2 after the first quarter. Coming out, Allison Hollinger, Brooke Kissinger, Jamie Kissinger, Bailey Peterson, and Carly Satori's first breather for Hallie Bauer, and the Patriots will turn it over on the backcourt violation. Inbounding it, and then turning it over for the 10th time. And it'll be Mendon basketball. Cheyenne Gotch out there with Kaylee Rader, Carly Bostock, Sydney Niemeyer, and Emily Boniface for Adams Central. So the Whippets have the ball. Second quarter just underway, and it's 21-2 Whippets. Peterson now, Kissinger to Kissinger, to Hollinger, back to Brooke Kissinger, to Sartorius, left wing to Hollinger. She drives the baseline, and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch. And that'll be her first. That's the team 6. So a non-shooting situation. And the Whippets inbound the ball to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie with it. Crossover dribble stops and pops from 12 off the backboard and rim. No good rebound. Emily Boniface for Adams Central. Boniface quickly across the timeline. The Patriots shoot at the basket to her right to Cheyenne Gotch. Left alone for 3. In the hole. Nothing but net there. Cheyenne Gotch for 3. And it's 21-5. So that breaks the run of 21 points for the Whippets, ending that first quarter. And there's a hold on Emily Boniface, and the Whippets will go to the free throw line now. Boniface with the foul. That's her second, and the 17th foul.
Emily Boniface, her second
personal, 17th foul. Should be a 1-1 situation. That was the 17th foul in Adams Central. So the officials had the Whippets play it in, but it was a 17th foul, so the 1 in bonus for the Whippets. Now go to the free throw line, Allison Hollinger. That was the 17th foul in Adams Central. We'll stop play for a second after the Whippets inbound, and they have it correct. 9 rebounds to 3 in that first quarter for the Whippets at the free throw line. Allison Hollinger misses the free throw and trying to control it, but Peterson does control it for the Whippets to Jamie Kissinger. To Hollinger, she stops and pops from 5 and scores. Allison Hollinger with her 7th point off the bench. And it's 23-5, Whippets with the lead. Backcourt, it's Cheyenne Gotch. Into the front court, the pass tipped but grabbed by Sydney Niemeyer for Adams Central. 23-5, Mendon. Bostock, 18 feet from the bucket. Heads for the hoop. Will stop, put up the shot. Going to be off the backboard. No good, the rebound by Jamie Kissinger for the Whippets. Kissinger into the scoring zone for Mendon. Right side to Satoris in the corner to Brooke Kissinger for 3 in the hole. Brooke Kissinger for 3, her first field goal in the game, and it's 26-5 Whippets. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half of play. Whippets in dominating fashion here tonight after falling behind 2-0. Gotch with the basketball. Adams Central trying to get some good looks at the basket. Rader top of the key for the Patriots. Tipped away from her, but Kaylee grabs it back. Now tipped away again. On the floor is Peterson. She's tied up by Kaylee Rader. Alternate possession jump ball. It'll be Mendon basketball, so that'll go as a turnover on Adams Central. The Patriots, 47% from the floor for Mendon in that first quarter. Adams Central only 1 out of 8 from the floor into the first quarter, and Adams Central turns it over once again there. 10 turnovers in that first quarter on the Patriots. Mendon basketball leading 26-5. Top of the key, it's Bailey Peterson on the left wing to Jamie Kissinger for 3, and she scores. Jamie Kissinger has 5, and it's 29-5 Whippets. Boniface in the backcourt. Not full court pressure, about three quarters pressure by the Whippets. Boniface with the basketball. to Gotts. The Patriots turn it over once again, and a foul in the backcourt on Cheyenne Gotts as Adams Central turns it over for the 12th time. And a one and bonus coming up for Hallie Bauer for the Minden Whippets. Second foul on Cheyenne Gotch. And a queen, Brianna Shook in. Katie Rader, Emily Boniface, Cheyenne Gotch go out. Georgie Johnson also in for the Patriots. 29-5, Minden. 5:44 to go in period number two. And Hallie Bauer to shoot the one and bonus. Misses the free throw. Long rebound grabbed by Brianna Shook. So the Whippets. 0 out of 4 from the free throw line. That can really be the only thing that Coach Satorius can't be happy about. Excuse me, Coach Cremosa can't be happy about. On a steal there underneath his power, all alone, and she scores. 8 for Hallie Bauer. Patriots turned it over, and Bauer scores 31-5, and there's a foul in the backcourt on Liz Grahams, who's checked in the 5'4 senior from Minden. Non-shooting situation, and the foul there on Grahams. That's her first. And the Patriots will play it in on the near sideline in front of the Adams Central bench. To our left here at Lynn Farrell Arena, inbounded backcourt to Brianna Shook. Front court pass to Anna Queen. 31-5, all Minden after the field goal to start the game by Adams Central. Shook with a very stifling man-to-man defense for Minden. All over the Patriots here. To Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central. Wiseman to the free throw line to Johnson. 15-footer by Georgie's in the hole, Georgie. Johnson with the field goal. And it's 31-7, Whippets. Front court with Kissinger to Bauer. Hallie will drive, shoot and score. Hallie Bauer with 4 this quarter, 10 in the game. And it's 33-7, the Whippets with the easy field goals underneath, beating the Patriot defense on that first step. And Bauer scored the last 4. Front court, it's Shook. Pass in the front court is off the elbow and grabbed by Jamie Kissinger. Underneath, all alone, shooting, missing this time is Brooke Peterson, and the Patriots get the rebound. To the timeline, it's Anna Queen. Queen, cross-court pass to Jamie Gilbert, puts up the shot. Off the iron, no good. The long rebound comes out to Brooke Kissinger of Minden. 4:20 to go before halftime, 33-7 Whippet. Front court, now is Bauer. Hallie with it, heads for the hoop, and she is held in the play, and a foul on Adams Central. Foul going to be called on the Patriots. Brianna Shook. That's her first. Hallie Bauer to the line to shoot. 1-1. Bauer with 10 in the game will shoot the one in bonus here. Carly Satorius and Elena Boudreaux. First appearance for Elena, the 5'8 junior. Going out, Liz Grahams and Bailey Peterson for the Whippets. Hallie Bauer to the free throw line, 1-1. Free throw up and in and out of there, no good. Rebound, Jamie Gilbert of Adams Central to Brianna Shook in the backcourt. So again, the Whippets 0-5 from the free throw line. That's the only thing they have not done well here tonight. Missed 5 free throws. Driving is Anna Queen. Shot going to be maybe partially deflected by Jamie Kissinger and grabbed by Brooke Kissinger. On the run, the Whippets. Kissinger all the way, puts up the shot, and she is fouled in the play into the free throw line to shoot 2 is going to be Brooke Kissinger.
That's number 25, Brianna
Shook. The sophomores, Brooke and Jamie Kissinger.
Brooke Kissinger to shoot 2 shots.
Kissinger to shoot 2. This one's up and good. Brooke makes the first free throw made by the Whippets. That's 4 for Brooke Kissinger, 34-7. She'll eye the second. Comes up, and this one's in and out and back down. Brooke makes them both, 35-7 in favor of Minden. 3:53 to go before halftime. Coming up next, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic in the other semifinal. Two very good teams meeting in the sub-district semifinal. Johnson with the 2. Wise in front court for Adams Central to Brianna Shook. Shook bounce pass to Johnson. To the baseline to Shook. Her shot going to be short. Grabbed by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger and the Whippets will run to the basket to her left. Long pass too strong. Tenant for sister Brooke Kissinger out of bounds. And the Whippets turn it over for the 5th time. And Sydney Niemeyer back in for Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. 3:25 to go before halftime. All Minden here pretty much tonight. 35-7. The winner to the sub-district championship game Thursday night against the winner of game number 2. Jamie Gilbert, front court for the Patriots. Jamie with it to Niemeyer, top of the key, man-to-man Minden defense. Niemeyer in the lane, spins, puts up the runner off the backboard of the rim, rolls out of there, no good. Grabbed by Gilbert. The senior gets the rebound to the freshman, Wiseman. Puts up a shot in the lane. No good, but Brittany's fouled in the play. And that's going to be number three on Brooke Kissinger. It's three on Brooke, and she's going to have to rest for a little bit. 13 at the free throw line, shooting two. Brittany Wiseman up and off the iron, no good. And with the three fouls, Brooke's going to have to take a seat on the bench. Emily Nelson in for the Whippets with 2:59 to go in period number two. Brittany Wiseman's second free throw is high off the backboard and rim, no good. The rebound to Jamie Kissinger. The Patriots miss a couple from the free throw line. Front court, it's Kissinger. Jamie drives all the way into the lane, puts up the shot, and a blocking foul called on Adams Central's Brianna Shook. That's her second. 11 team fouls in the Patriots. This time is going to be a two-shot situation anyway for Jamie Kissinger. 5 points for Jamie. First two free throws of the evening. This one's off there, no good. Cheyenne Gotch, Carly Bostock in for Jamie Gilbert. Brianna Shook for the Patriots. 2:52 to go in period number two. 35-7 with a second free throw by Jamie Kissinger is good. Makes one out of two. She has six. 36-7, Whippets in the lead. Wiseman, front court to Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. Patriots at 5-17 on the year. The Whippets at 17-2. Carly Bostock hands it to Gotch. He's in the lane. Gives up the basketball to Brittany Wiseman. Runs it down in the corner to Niemeyer on the right wing. Niemeyer into the lane. Turns and shoots a 13-footer. It'll be off there, no good. On the baseline, Satorius grabs it for Minden. Carly comes out of there with it. Front court pass now to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie to the baseline. Her defender hits the deck. The ball lost out of bounds by Kissinger. It'll be a turnover on Minden, number six. 2:18 to go before halftime. 36-7, Minden. Patriot basketball. Cheyenne Gotch crosses the timeline for Adams Central. Lob inside to Carly Bostock, tipped out of bounds by Jamie Kissinger. Kissinger over with help defense there, knocked it out of bounds. Bailey Peterson, the 6-foot senior back in for Minden, going out is Elena Boudreau. 2:08 to go before halftime. 36-7 Minden. Down it to Niemeyer. Niemeyer on the baseline, turn, shot short, no good. The rebound by Bailey Peterson of Minden. To Jamie Kissinger. Front court pass to Hallie Bauer. She heads into the lane, dishes in the corner. To Satorius, back to Kissinger, loops a pass into the corner, Bauer, 13-footer in the hole, Hallie Bauer, 6 this quarter, 12 in the game for Bauer, 38-7, Minden. Gotch front court for Adams Central, drives all the way to the hoop, puts up the shot, it's going to be off the backboard and rim, no good, grabbed by Bailey Peterson, who's controlling the boards when she's in there for the Whippets, the 6-foot senior. To Bauer, front court, 1:32 to go before halftime, Bauer right side to Satorius, Carly, dropped it, picks it up, knocked out of bounds, but it's off the Whippets, and it'll be basketball to Adams Central. Liz Graham's back in for Minden. Kaylee Rader back in for Adams Central. Emily Boniface back in for the Patriots. Patriots got six, and going out will also be Anna Queen. So it's Gotch, Bostock, Boniface, Rader, and Niemeyer, and now Jamie Gilbert in for Sydney Niemeyer. 1:28 to go before halftime. 38-7 Minden. 21-point run to end the first quarter. It was 21-2 after the first quarter. Patriot basketball. And a hold on the Whippets. Emily Boniface had the basketball. She was held on the play. Emily Nelson picks up the foul, and Emily Boniface will go to the line and shoot one in bonus for the Patriots with 1:21 to play. Emily's first toss of the night is up and going to be rolling around. It rolls off there, no good. The rebound to Hallie Bauer of Minden. 1:18 to go, clock runs, second quarter. Front court, it's Emily Nelson. Nelson, cross-court pass now to Grahams. Inside to Peterson. Back out to Nelson. Loops the corner in the pass to Bauer. Fakes the shot. Cross-court pass now to Grahams. To Satorius. Right side to Nelson, inside to Peterson, works inside, puts up the runner from five, going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Bauer, top of the key, Satorius, shot up and good for three. Carly Satorius for three, she has five, and it's 41-7, Minden. Boniface front court for Adams Central with 43 seconds to go before halftime. To Bostock. Bostock to Gotch. Cheyenne with the basketball. It's a screen. Heads for the hoop. Puts up a shot. Blocked there by Bailey Peterson, but a foul going to be called on the Whippets. And it is called on Peterson. That'll be her first. And the Patriots to the line to shoot two. Cheyenne Goss to shoot a pair. She has a three-pointer in this quarter. 31 seconds to go. Goss' free throw up and bounces around. Goes down. She has four. And it's 41-8, Minden. Allison Hollinger in for Hallie Bauer. Bauer will call it good for this half. She has 12 in this first half. Second free throw by Gotch is up. The high arc, no good. The rebound to Allison Hollinger from Minden. 41-8 Whippets. Satorius controlling the basketball. Into the offensive zone for the Whippets with 22 seconds to go before halftime to Emily Nelson. Nelson, right side to Hollinger. Allison, top of the key. Right side pass to Liz Graham. Now to Satorius. Works around a screen. Takes another three and hits it. Two threes in a row for Carly Satorius. And it's 44-8 Whippets with 6 seconds to go. Gotch across the timeline. Will try to throw one up to the Patriots. Gets a screen, goes all the way to the hoop. Shot going to be off. No good. Shot put up by Gilbert. No good. Would not have counted anyway. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Minden, 44. Adams Central, 8. And you are in tune with the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Minden with the 44-8 lead here at halftime. And welcome to the halftime show brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. This is the Allen's halftime show. We'll be back to talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
We're the You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore, shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more, shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus, the Osborne Family Sports Complex, and we've got good news and bad news, depending on your perspective here tonight. Good news and bad news on both sides of the court here. If you're a Minden fan, the good news is you've scored 44 points in the first quarter. The bad news is you missed a few free throws, but that's about the only thing that's gone bad for the Minden Whippets here tonight. Good news for the Adams Central Patriots. They scored the first field goal of the game. The bad news is about the last 15 minutes of that first half, the last 15 minutes or so of that first half. Minden Whippets lead here at halftime by the score of 44-8. And the numbers and the stats that we're going to get from Gene Shaw are not going to be the reasons for the story of this first half. Fact is, Minden Whippets just too good here tonight. Just too good all season long. Just too good for the Adams Central Patriots here this evening. The Whippets lead at 44-8 here at halftime. Adams Central scored the first field goal of this game. Sidney Niemeyer with the field goal. It was 2-0 Adams Central. The Whippets then scored the next 21 points of the first quarter. Had a 21-point run, led 21-2 after the first quarter. Adams Central got a three-pointer from Cheyenne Goss to start the second quarter, ended that long run. But the Whippets, after that point, outscored Adams Central 23-3 in the second quarter to go ahead 44-8 here at halftime. The Whippets outscored the Patriots 21-2 in the first quarter, 23-6 in the second. No magic formula here, just too much talent on these Minden Whippets. The Adams Central faced that, knew that going in. There was a lot of talent here. Would be have to play almost a perfect game to win. But the Patriots competing out there, but falling behind here, 44-8 at halftime. To the Minden Whippets, the top seed here, and Minden leaving no doubt that they want nothing to do with a close ball game in the fourth quarter to give the Patriots any chance late in the basketball game. And the Whippets with the big lead here at halftime. They're already back out on the floor. Not much Rick Formose to say to him. Maybe make some free throws. They're 3 out of 9 from the free throw line. Hallie Bauer leads the Whippets with 12. Carly Sartorius has 8. Cheyenne Gotts with 4. For Adams Central, the Patriots 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll have some more halftime information, run down the scoring, and some more numbers for you after this 2 minute timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden Whippets lead the Adams Central Lady Patriots 44-8 here at halftime in this Class C1 Sub-District 9 semifinal game. For the Whippets, 12 for Hallie Bauer, 8 points for Carly Sartorius, 7 for Allison Hollinger, 6 for Jamie Kissinger, 5 for Brooke Kissinger, 4 for Bailey Peterson, and 2 for Sydney Stadler. The Whippets 3 out of 9 from the free throw line. The Whippets in that first half of play shot 57% from the floor, had 21 rebounds, 45% from three-point range, and again, only 5 out of 11 from the free throw line in that first half of play. Adams Central, 4 points for Cheyenne Gotch, 2 for Georgie Johnson, 2 for Sydney Niemeyer. That's it for the Patriots. They shot only 16% from the floor, 3 out of 19, had 8 rebounds, were out-rebounded 21-8. 50% from three-point range for the Patriots, only 20% from the free-throw line, 1 out of 5. And the Patriots turned it over 15 times, the Whippets 6 times in the first half. And the Whippets in control, in command of this one. They lead it 44-8 here at halftime. We have another score in as we're having the sub-districts beginning, continuing in semifinal rounds tonight. The Class C2 sub-district 4 is over at Aurora. Those games on Platte River Radio's Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM at halftime. Number 1, Centura, and number 4, Wood River got a good one going at halftime in Aurora. Centura 16, Wood River 13. That's at halftime of that C2 Sub-District 4 semifinal at Aurora. Centura, the number 1 seed with a 3.0. 5-point lead. Here at halftime, it's Minden 44, Adams Central 8. We will take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the third quarter play-by-play. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Kildareth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Kildareth.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Third quarter about ready to begin with Minden in the lead here, and in the lead in a big way by 36 points, 44-8 over Adams Central here tonight. This has been the Allen's Halftime Show, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And thank you to all of our Minden sponsors, Hastings sponsors, their support in this game tonight. Hastings State Bank, Stromer Land Leveling, Auto Glass Experts, Whip Plumbing, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, Stadler Implement, the Minden Exchange Bank, Pedley Drug, Casper Hogemeyer Seed, First Bank and Trust in Minden, the Aurora Co-op, Miller Body Shop, and Channel Seed and Seth Johnson are fine sponsors on this basketball game here tonight. Adam Central will shoot at the basket to our left. Emily Boniface, Kaylee Rader, Cheyenne Gotch, Carly Bostock, Sydney Niemeyer, Hallie Bauer out there for Minden, Bailey Peterson, Jamie and Brooke Kissinger, and Carly Sartorius. Adams Central basketball, they inbound it into the front court to Kaylee Rader, and the Patriots with the ball first here in the third quarter. Rader with it to the free throw line, dishes in the corner to Niemeyer to the baseline. She'll work, turn, spin, shot blocked there by Peterson and goes out of bounds. Nice block there by Bailey Peterson. Peterson, 6 foot senior, just has too much inside for the Patriots. She's had a lot of rebounds and a couple block shots here tonight. Boniface will inbound the ball, going to be deflected, but grabbed by Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch will drive, put up the shot, blocked again by Peterson. They fight part of the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. It's off the Patriots, and it'll be Minden basketball. So another block shot there by Bailey Peterson, and Minden will control. Jamie Kissinger inbounds to Brooke. She calls out a play, and we are underway with Minden's first possession here. Sartorius front court to Bauer, top of the key. Again, Hallie coming to Hastings College. For three from the wing by Kissinger is going to be off. No good. Brooke takes the shot. Rebounded by Jamie. Puts up the shot with the left hand and scores. Jamie Kissinger with her 8 point. And it's 46-8 Minden. Boniface front court for Adams Central. Guarded by Sartorius. Minden the man-to-man. And now tipped away. Sartorius gets rid of the basketball to Bauer. The turnover Patriots. All alone is Brooke Kissinger. Drive. Shoots. Misses the shot. Jamie Kissinger rebounds, works underneath, shot blocked by Bostock, but a foul call on Carly Bostock of Adams Central. The Patriots turned it over there. And the foul call on Carly Bostock, that's her third. To the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Jamie Kissinger. Free throw up and good. Three this quarter, nine in the game for Jamie Kissinger. 47-8 Minden. Georgie Johnson in, Carly Bostock out for Adams Central. Both these teams will try to just work on some things. Minden this second half with the commanding lead here. Second free throw good, 48-8 Whippets lead. Of course, this will be the final game of the season for the Adams Central Patriots. They're going to be saying goodbye to three seniors, and there's a travel in the lane, a double dribble they call it, on Cheyenne Gotts. The Patriots will turn it over. It's always tough on a coach and the members of the team when your seniors are playing their last game, and this will be the last game for three Adams Central seniors, Cheyenne Gotch and Sydney Niemeyer and Jamie Gilbert. Inside is Kissinger, top of the key. Sartorius for three, straight on, in the hole. Carly Sartorius has three threes in this game and a two-point field goal. She's red hot. The background not bothering her tonight. She has 11, and it's 51-8 Whippets. 6:28 clock runs in the third quarter. Rader with it. Pass underneath to Boniface. Double team there. She dribbles it back out. Passes to Rader. Takes the three. Off the backboard and rim. No good. The rebound is long and a whistle. Rader headed for the ball. Sartorius headed for the ball. Foul called on Carly Sartorius for Minden, and the Patriots will inbound the ball in the non-shooting situation. reminder for you, Kearney Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia in Game 2 tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5, and on KLIQFM.com. Inbounds shot up, no good by Sydney Niemeyer. Rebounds, Hallie Bauer. Bauer front court to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke heads for the baseline. Will put up a runner from five off the rim. No good. Peterson with the offensive rebound to Jamie Kissinger. Pass intended for Bauer. A blocking foul on Adams Central. As that pass released by Bauer, Adams Central picks up the foul there. And it's picked up Cheyenne Goss. That's her third. And Jamie Kissinger will play it in. Does to Peterson. To Hallie Bauer. In the corner to Brooke Peterson. Brooke dribbles it back. Got tipped away by Goss. Run down there and picked up by Brooke Kissinger of Minden. Minden basketball in the front court. Sartorius cross courts it to Jamie Kissinger to the baseline. Heads for the hoop. Cut off there and a whistle and out of bounds. So Jamie Kissinger on that baseline ended up stepping out of bounds. It'll be basketball to Adams Central. Gotch out. Brittany Wiseman, 5'4" freshman in there for the Patriots. 5:44 to go in period number three. 51-8 Minden. Front court, Brittany Wiseman for the Patriots. To Boniface. Emily with it. Top of the key pass to Raider. Kaylee left at the free throw line. Pass to Niemeyer to the baseline. Cut off there and a blocking foul called on the Whippets. Hallie Bauer, number two on her. Non-shooting situation for the Patriots. Emily Nelson, the senior, to come in for Minden. Anna Queen, the junior, to come in for Adams Central. Sartorius goes out for Minden. Excuse me, Kaylee Raider for Minden. Kaylee Raider for Adams Central. Sartorius for Minden. Boniface throws it in for the Patriots, does to the top of the key to Anna Queen. Queen for the red, white, and blue of Adams Central. 5:20 to go in period number three. 51-8, Minden. In control, in command. Queen pass inside, intended for Georgie Johnson, was tipped out of bounds by Bailey Peterson, and the Patriots will play it in once again. So the Patriots, hoping to continue to compete and play this one out. Pass inside to Johnson. It's going to be picked off. Picked off on the baseline by Hallie Bauer. The turnover Patriots to Nelson. Front court to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke on the right wing. Still with the dribble. Looks inside for Peterson. Gets to the baseline and a whistle. And Brooke stepped out of bounds on the baseline. Whippets turn it over once again. Brianna Shook in for Adams Central. Emily Boniface out. 4:58 to go. Third quarter. 51-8 Minden. 7-0 in this quarter for the Whippets over the Patriots. Wiseman with it. Gets up her dribble. Pass going to be picked off there by Jamie Kissinger. Patriots turnover once again. 2-on-1. The Kissinger's attack. Jamie to Brooke. Puts up a shot. Rolls off. No good, but a travel on Brooke Kissinger. So a travel there on Kissinger. The Whippets have turned it over a few times this quarter. Sydney Bernacek checks in for the Patriots for Anna Queen with 4:45 to go in period number three. Down to Brittany Wiseman for the Patriots. Wiseman into the scoring zone for Adams Central to the Bernacek. The Patriots struggling offensively. Good Minden defense. The Whippets only give up about 39 points a game, but the Patriots just trying to get into double digits here. Pass to Niemeyer. Lost control of the ball there and grabbed by Bauer. Patriots turn it over once again. We're trading turnovers in this third quarter. Front court, it's Kissinger. Jamie with it for the Whippets. To the free throw line, dishes to Sister Brooke for three. Going to be off the iron, no good. The long rebound in the far corner goes out of bounds. It'll be Adams Central basketball. And the senior, Jamie Gilbert, checks in for Adams Central, and Sydney Niemeyer goes out. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. 51-8, Minden. Patriot basketball, Wiseman front court for Adams Central. To Shook, to Wiseman. The free throw line to Georgie Johnson. Pass baseline to Gilbert. Shot up and good. The senior gets a bucket there. Jamie Gilbert with the field goal. The Patriots' first field goal in this third quarter. And driving all the way is Brooke Kissinger. Shot up short. Brooke hits the backstop behind that basket. She's okay. She was fouled on the play by Brittany Wiseman. And Brooke Kissinger to the line to shoot two. Brooke with that burst of speed headed for the hoop. Missed the shot, but she was fouled on the play and she'll shoot two. First one's up and off the iron, no good. 5 points for Brooke Kissinger. Sydney Stadler in for Bailey Peterson for the Whippets. Kissinger to shoot the second. Brooke has scored five. This one's up. This one's going to be off there. No good. The rebound, Brianna Shook of Adams Central. So the Whippets, 2 out of 4 this quarter from the line. Shook to the baseline for Adams Central. Shot blocked by Stadler out of bounds. Sydney Stadler with the block there. Allison Hollinger in for the Whippets. Brooke Kissinger will go out. 3:39 to go in the third quarter. 51-10 Whippets. Vernosik looks and looks. Bounce pass into Georgie Johnson. The lane to Brianna Shook. She runs down the errant pass and gets the basketball for Adams Central to Wiseman. Wiseman to Bernosik. Sydney with it. To Shook. Between the rings now. A couple left-handed dribbles. And Brianna controls the basketball with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Pass underneath now to Gilbert. Puts up the shot. Going to be off there. No good. A battle for it. And coming out of there with it is Jamie Kissinger. She hits the deck. Loses the basketball, but it goes to Allison Hollinger. To Kissinger. Stops and pops for three. In and out. No good. Rebound in the far corner. Grabbed by Brittany Wiseman of Adams Center. Tipped away from her, but Wiseman is fouled from behind by the Whippets. Looks like it's going to be on. It is on Jamie Kissinger. That is her first, and the Patriots will come about three-quarters the length of the floor in the non-shooting situation. Amy Hemberger comes in for Adams Central, her first appearance this half. Hemberger is a 5'8 junior. Georgie Johnson goes out. Patriot basketball. Hemberger inbounds to Brittany Wiseman. 2:58 to go, third quarter. 51-10 Whippets. Shook on the left wing. Top of the key to Hemberger. Right side to Sydney Bernosik. Sydney with it. Dribbles to her right. Top of the key now. Gives up that dribble now to Shook. Brianna with it. Patriots running an offense against this man-to-man defense. Inside to Wiseman. Shot up. No good, but Whitney's fouled in the play. So Wiseman's the Patriots attack from the outside pass inside there, a foul called on Allison Hollinger. And to the free throw line to shoot two is Brittany Wiseman for Adams Central. She is 0 for 2 from the line, hasn't scored tonight. 2:32 to go. This one's up by Wiseman. It's good. First point for Brittany, 51-11. Favor of Minden. 2:32 to go. Wiseman will eye the second. This one's up, and it is good. Makes them both. And it's 51-12. Minden with the lead. Emily Boniface in for Brittany Wiseman. Minden basketball. 2:32 to go in this third quarter. And Minden has the ball, and Hallie Bauer into the scoring zone. Right side pass now to Carly Satoris, who's back in there. To Jamie Kissinger, the top of the key. Right side to Hollinger. Jamie Kissinger shot for three in the air off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound shot put up and good by Allison Hollinger. Hollinger with the field goal. She has 9, and it's 53-12 Whippets with the big lead here. Front court Boniface for Adams Central. Left wing to Shook. Takes the three from the wing. Off the iron. No good. The rebound to Jamie Kissinger of Minden. Front court pass now to Carly Satoris. Satoris underneath all alone is Bauer. Shoots and scores. Satori's assist, Bauer bucket, 14 for Hallie. 55-12 Whippets as they run the fast break there to perfection. 1:42 to go in period number three. Bernosik with it for the Patriots in the front court. Sydney with it, gives up her dribble, pass underneath to Shook. She'll put up a shot with the right hand and score. Brianna Shook with the field goal. Her first bucket of the game. 55-14, Whippets, and a timeout, Rick Promosto of Minden with 1:23 to go in the third quarter. It's Minden 55, Adams Central 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena on the Hastings College campus, the Osborne Family Sports Complex. This is the Class C1 Sub-District 9 girls semifinal game, the first of two semifinals. Minden and Adams Central, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic to follow. Minden with the lead here, 55 to 14 with 1:23 to go in this third quarter. Adam Central scored the first field goal of the game. The Whippets scored the next 21 points, led 21-2 after the first, and left no doubt as to what this outcome was going to be with that big lead after the first quarter. And they have just played well since, too, and have this big lead. Driving, shooting, and scoring. The drive to the hoop and the field goal there by Brooke Kissinger. 57-14. Minden with the lead. Shot put up there, going to be no good by Kaylee Rader, and she's fouled in the play. And Rader for the Patriots will go to the line and shoot a pair. Kaylee's not scored. Liz Grahams picked up the foul. That's her second. And Kaylee Rader to the line to shoot two for Adams Central with 1:07 to go in the third quarter. Free throw up and good by Rader. Her first point. 57-14. So the Whippets will get a chance to rest their regulars that fourth quarter to get ready for Thursday night sub-district championship game. Second free throw good by Rader. Makes them both. 57-16 Minden. Front court Whippets basketball. Carly Satorres with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. To Bauer. Now to Kissinger. Drives into the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Brooke headed for the hoop there. Fouled again. Foul called on Cheyenne Gott. That's her fourth. And Brooke Kissinger to the line to shoot two more for the Whippets. She has scored seven in the game. She's two out of four from the free throw line. 55 seconds to go in this third quarter. Free throw up and good by Brooke. 58-16. Brittany Wiseman in. Cheyenne Gotts with four fouls will go out for Adams Central. Brooke Kissinger to shoot the second. This one's in the air. This one's in the hole. Brooke makes them both. 59-16. Minden with 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Boniface front court for Adams Central. Left wing to Brittany Wiseman. Wiseman. Bounce pass right side to Rader. Shoots the three from there. Going to be off the backboard and rim. No good. Boniface tries to grab it. Does on the baseline. And she was shoved there. And Emily Boniface fouled on the play. Carly Satorres picks up the foul. And checking back in, Jamie Kissinger from Minden. Non-shooting situation on the sixth Minden team foul. Hallie Bauer out, Jamie Kissinger in. 40 seconds to go in period number three. Boniface to play it in for the Patriots. Goes to Niemeyer. Sidney puts up the shot, short, but she's whacked on the wrist. Foul called on Minden, two-shot situation for Niemeyer. Carly Satorres picks up her third, and Sidney Niemeyer to the line to shoot two for Adams Central with 38.5 seconds to go in this third quarter. Niemeyer's free throw up, high arc, and off the front iron, no good. Sidney will try the second here. 59-16 Minden. Second one up by Niemeyer. This one's going to roll down and good. One out of two for Sidney. She has 3 points, and it's 59-17 Whippets. Front court, Brooke Kissinger to Liz Grahams. Top of the key to Jamie Kissinger. Right side to Satorres. Satorres into the lane. Puts up the runner from five. Off there, no good. A foul. Sidney Niemeyer of Adams Central. And Carly Satorres will go to the line to shoot two for Minden. Whippets attack the basket. Attack that basket. And Satorres, who's made three threes, attacks the basket that time. She has 11, will shoot two with 25 seconds to go. Free throw up and off the iron, no good. Emily Nelson's going to check in for Minden if this free throw is made by Carly Satorres. It's up and it's going to be too strong. No good. Niemeyer with the rebound for Adams Central. To Boniface, front court, all the way into the lane. Now back to Niemeyer. Sidney into the lane, gives up the ball to Rader for three in the air off the backboard. No good. The rebound to Jamie Kissinger. Knocked away from her and stolen by Emily Boniface. Emily gets the steal. That was knocked away by Niemeyer. Boniface gets the steal. Wiseman for three for Adams. It'll go to be an air ball. No good. Bounces out of bounds. Rader can't save it. It'll be basketball to Minden with 0.5 seconds to go. 0.5 seconds to go. And the Whippets will try to heave one to the hoop, and they get it in bounds. And they get it to Brooke Kissinger, and the shot's going to be way, way short, but that's the end of the third quarter after three. Minden, 59. Adams Central, 17. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena. We'll start the fourth quarter. Minden 59, Adams Central 17. The Patriots send out Sidney Bernacek, Sidney Niemeyer, Georgie Johnson, Cheyenne Gotch, and Brianna Shook. It is Brooke Kissinger, Allison Hollinger, Liz Grams, Emily Nelson for the Whippets, and Elena Boudreau. Minden basketball to start. Emily Nelson into the lane, puts up the runner off the backboard. No good. Sidney Bernacek with the rebound for Adams Central to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch front court for the Patriots. We'll play out this fourth quarter. Brianna Shook, top of the key to Bernacek, inside to Niemeyer on the baseline. Sidney works that baseline, tries to pass it inside, kicked out of bounds by Emily Nelson of Minden. Kearney Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia in game number two of the semifinals, and they'll be taking the winner of that one. We'll take on Minden Thursday night in the sub-district championship. Inbounded to Cheyenne Gotch for three. Off the iron, no good. The rebound there pulled down by Allison Hollinger of Minden. Hollinger is going to be called for traveling. Bothered in the backcourt there by Cheyenne Gotch, but a traveling call on Allison Hollinger. It'll be Adams Central basketball on the near sideline right in front of the Tim Marker and the Adams Central bench. Bernacek inbounds to Gotch. And now a zone defense by the Minden Whippets. They're going to work on some things here on defense. They're going to a zone here, a 2-3 zone. The free throw line. It's Shook, shot up short, but she's fouled in the play. Brianna Shook will go to the line and shoot two for Adams Central. Foul going to be called there on the Whippets. Liz Graham, that's number three on Liz. And to the free throw line, Brianna Shook to shoot two for Adams Central. Cheyenne Gotch has 4 points to lead the way for the Patriots. Shook's free throw is good. Three for Brianna. 59-18. In the ball game for the Whippets is Allison Roush. Allison, a 5'7 freshman in there. First appearance for Allison. Free throw by Shook. Second one good. Brianna makes them both. She has four. And it's 59-19 Minden. The Whippets outscore the Patriots 59 in that third quarter. Front court, it's Liz Grams for Minden. To Elena Boudreau. Emily Nelson behind a screen for three. Going to be no good. Tipped out of bounds. It's off a Whippet. It'll go to Adams Central. 6:57 to go in this one. And game number two. Semifinals will start about 20 minutes or so after this one concludes. Bernacek for three in the air. Off the backboard and iron. No good. Rebounded by Shook. Puts up the shot in the lane. Up and good. Brianna Shook. With the field goal, she has six, and it's 59-21 Whippets. Front court, Brooke Kissinger for the Whippets. Bounce pass right side to Emily Nelson. Emily Willis tipped away from her by Goss, but grabbed, though, by Emily. She runs it down near the timeline to Elena Boudreau. Boudreau is going to be hit on the arm by Georgie Johnson of Adams Central. And the Patriots still playing hard, still competing out there. They've been knocked around in this one pretty good. Into the game is going to be Carly Bauer, the 5'10 sophomore, the sister of Hallie. So Carly Bauer, the sophomore, comes in, and Allison Hollinger comes in. Going out is Elena Boudreau and Brooke Kissinger. Minden basketball, and Bauer inbounds the ball to Allison Roush. Right side to Emily Nelson for the Whippets. To Hollinger. Top of the key to Bauer. This is Carly Bauer to Nelson. To Hollinger, the Whippets. Slow things up, have most of their starters out of there now. Shot up no good this time by Rouse. Going to be rebounded by Shook with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. 59-21, Minden with the lead. Pass going to be out there, picked off there. The turnover on Adams Central, picked off by Emily Nelson. Front court is Hollinger. She will drive, put up the left-handed shot about the backboard and glass and good. Hollinger with 11 points. Allison having a good game. She has with 11, and it's 61-21. Minden up again by 40 in this game. Shook in the front court. Inside to Niemeyer, tipped out of bounds. It's going to be off. Carly Bauer, it'll be Adams Central Basketball checking in. Sidney Stadler, the 5'11 junior. Everybody getting a chance to play for both these teams here tonight. Allison Hollinger goes out. The Whippets are going to play the rest of this one without any of their starters, the way it looks. Patriots inbound to Georgie Johnson. Shot up and good. Georgie Johnson with four. 61-23. Minden with the lead. Patriots on defense now. Emily Nelson front court to Carly Bauer. Inside to Stadler, and she's pushed from behind by Georgie Johnson. That's going to be the fourth on Georgie with 5:17 to go. So it appears that the Whippet starters are all going to see no playing time in this fourth quarter, or not much of any. Carly Bostock in for Georgie Johnson for the Patriots. Hallie Bauer had 14 tonight. Carly Satorius 11, 10 for Jamie Kissinger, 9 for Brooke Kissinger, 4 for Bailey Peterson. Those are the starters. 48 of the points for Minden. They have 61. Free throw up and rolls down and good. Made free throw Sydney Stadler. She earns the bonus. She has 3. Emily Nelson, the senior, goes out. Shea Taylor, a 5'5 sophomore, coming in. So Emily Nelson goes out of the game. Didn't score tonight, but the senior played quite a few minutes here this evening. Allison Hollinger has already checked out. She's come off the bench to score 11. Second free throw also no good by Satter. Excuse me, made the first, missed the second. It's 62-23 in favor of Minden. Statter makes one out of two, and the ball going out of bounds. It goes over to Adams Central. Front court, Cheyenne Gus drives all the way into the lane. Shot going to be short. No good. Tipped around in the lane. They battle for it. Sydney Niemeyer has it for Adams Central. Back out to Brianna Shook for three. Top of the key. Off the iron. No good. Tipped around on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. Off of Adams Central. It'll be Minden basketball. Emily Boniface, Kaylee Rader in for the Patriots. Going out, Brianna Shook and Sydney Bernacek. With 4:55 to go in the ball game. Not if we'll see too many more timeouts in this one. We're going to play it out here. And Allison Roush into the front court for the Whippets. Right side to Liz Graham. Top of the key, Carly Bauer. To Shea Taylor for the Whippets. Taylor guarded by Gotch. To Sydney Stadler. 4:35 to go. Top of the key now. To Ralph, Allison with it, heads for the hoop. It passes back out to Taylor in the corner to Bauer. Carly with it, guarded by Niemeyer. To Taylor, and a travel on Shea, and the turnover on the Whippets. Basketball to the Patriots with 4:23 to go. Follow all of our local and area teams, our family of stations at Platte River Radio. We have the C2 Subdistrict 4 going on in Aurora. Wood River and Centura hope to have a final score on that one for you. Shelton and Ravenna in game two on that one. Those games on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR FM. Shot up, no good from inside by Kaylee Rader. Rebound by Emily Boniface of Adams Center. Offensive board there by Boniface off the missed shot. Emily controls. She's into the lane. Puts up a runner from five. It goes down. It'll count, and she is fouled in the play. Emily Boniface with the field goal there. And Emily gets her first points of the night. She's fouled by Shea Taylor. And it's 62-25. Into the game for Minden. Allison Geist, her first appearance, the 5'5 junior. So, again, everybody getting a chance to play here tonight. Liz Grahams, the senior, will go out of the game. Didn't score tonight, and Boniface makes the free throw. And Emily makes them both. And it's 62-26, three-point play for Boniface. 62-26, Whippets, 3:50 to go in the ballgame. Carly Bauer with it, inside to Sydney Stadler, to Carly Bauer. Bauer with it for the Whippets, to Stadler. Sydney into the lane, and a whistle, and a foul going to be called on the Patriots. Carly Bostock picks it up. That's number four on Bostock. No one's fouled out yet, but we're close on a number of players fouling out, but nobody's exited yet into the game for Adams Central. The senior, Jamie Gilbert. Again, Jamie Gilbert, Cheyenne Gotch, and Sydney Niemeyer, the three seniors on this Adams Central team, playing in their final Adams Central basketball game. and to the free throw line for the Whippets is Sidney Stadler. 1-1 for Stadler. It's up and it is good, but it will not count. Sidney had her foot over the free throw line as she made it, so foul shot will not count. A violation on the Whippets, and the Patriots will inbound the ball. Elena Boudreau in for Sidney Stadler now for the Patriots, and for the Whippets, and the Patriots have the basketball. Emily Boniface, 62-26, 3:32 to go in the ball game. Boniface for Adams Central to Gilbert. Shot put up by Jamie's going to roll off there. No good. The rebound there by Carly Bauer of the Whippets. Pass intended there for Allison Rouse is knocked out of bounds by Cheyenne Gotch. The Patriots have all three seniors on the floor, Gilbert, Niemeyer, and Gotch. 3:23 to go. Clock runs. Minden with the big lead here and on their way to the sub-district championship game. 7 o'clock this Thursday night, and a foul on Emily Boniface in the backcourt. 3:15 to go in the ballgame. And to the free throw line is going to be Allison Rouse to shoot 1-1 on the ninth Patriot team foul. 9 team fouls on both teams in this half. Rouse will throw it up there, and it's going to be nothing but the bottom of the net earns the bonus. 63-26 Whippets. Well, Minden will win its 18th game of the year. They'll be 18-2 heading to the championship game Thursday night. Second free throw by Rouse is good. 64-26, the Whippets with the lead. 3:12 to go. Again, Adams Central got the first 2 points of the game. The Whippets scored the next 21 and led 21-2 after the first quarter, and they have been sailing since. Raider for three, in and out of there, no good. Battlefart grabbed on the baseline by Boniface. Bounce pass to Gotts for three. In the air, off the iron, no good. Carly Bauer with the rebound to Rouse for Minden. 2:50 to go in the ballgame. Rouse into the scoring zone. Allison dribbles it and passes now in the front court to Geist. Now going and driving and scoring on the play. Elena Boudreau with the drive and score there for the Whippets. 66-26 Whippets. Gotch in the front court to Raider. Kaylee with it. 2:25 to go. Boniface, a whistle, timeout. Tim Marker of the Patriots. 2:23 to go, so we'll take one. The score, Minden 66, Adams Central 26, back in 30 seconds.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2:23 to go in the ball game. 66-26 Minden over Adams Central. And it's just a story of just too much Minden, just too much talent here tonight for the Minden Whippets on the floor. And they left no doubt that they were going to come out and try to take control of this game from the get-go. Fell behind 2-0, but after that it's been all Whippets. And they have the big lead here with 2:23 to go. The Patriots, to their credit, they have not quit. Every minute of this game, they have been competing, so they have not stopped competing this basketball game. Down by this wide margin, the Patriots win bound the ball. They do to Gilbert. Jamie with it now to Kaylee Raider. 2:18 to go. Going to clear the bench are the Patriots, and we're going to get the seniors and some of these starters out of there for Adam Settles. Boniface heads for the hoop. She's fouled on the play. Emily Boniface to the line to shoot a couple for Adam Central. Five new ones going to come in for the Patriots. Kaylee Raider's going to come out with 2 points. Sydney Niemeyer, the senior, is going to exit with three. Cheyenne Goss is going to go out of there with four. Free throw is no good by Boniface. And Raider goes out. He's finished. The junior, Cheyenne Goss, the senior, goes out. Jamie Gilbert, the senior, goes out. Sydney Niemeyer, the senior, goes out. Niemeyer had three tonight. Gilbert, two. Gotch had four. Carly Bostock is out there with Brittany Wiseman. Brianna Shook, Anna Queen, and Boniface makes the second. She'll exit the game, and Sydney Bernacek will report in. So Emily Boniface's night is over. Makes that second free throw. She had 4 points all this quarter. So 66-27, so the seniors get their due for both of these teams tonight for the Free Patriots. Their final basketball game for Adams Central. In the lane, Carly Bauer puts up a shot off the glass and scores. Carly Bauer with the field goal, and it's 68-27 Minden with 1:53 to go in the ballgame. Front court, Bernacek for three in the air. Off the back iron, no good. Gets the long rebound, does Sidney. To Wiseman. Left wing to Queen. Heads for the hoop on the baseline. Pass is errant, picked up by Rouse. Turnover, Patriots. Basketball to Allison Rouse. Long front court pass to Carly Bauer for the Whippets. To the free throw line, driving, putting up the shot is no good. Elena Boudreau, but Elena fouled on her way to the hoop, and she'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Carly Bostock picks up the foul. That's going to be number five on the freshman Bostock. Carly's fouled out. Didn't score tonight, but the freshman will complete her season. Bauer's come in to average five rebounds a game, has played all season as a freshman. So three more years for Carly Bostock coming up, and she's come along quite well for the Patriots this freshman season. Fouls out here tonight, but she's come in to average 5 points and getting some points off the bench also for the Patriots. Boudreau's free throw is up and good. Elena buries it. First of two, she has three. 69-27 Whippets. Whippets over their scoring average. They average about 64 a game. Second free throw will be good. Elena makes them both. She has four, and it's 70-27 Minden. 1:30 to go in the ball game. Wiseman front court for Adams Central. Tipped away from her, but Brittany will run it down for Adams Central. Wiseman top of the key to Bernacek. Swings it over to the left side to Queen. Inside intended for Shook. Trying to save it as Carly Bauer. She can. It'll be Patriot basketball. Adams Central will close 5-18. Minden will go 18-2 and be in the championship of this sub-district on Thursday night. Inbounded to Queen, to Bernacek from the corner for three. In the hole, Sydney Bernacek for three. The check has three. And it's 70-30 Whippets with 1:05 to go in the ballgame. Front court, Shea Taylor for the Minden Whippets, and she double dribbled. And the Whippets turn it over with 1:03 to play. Couple more going to come in for Adams Central. We got Sarah Allen, the 5'6 sophomore. And we got Sarah Kruger, the 5'3" freshman. So Sarah Kruger in there. And Sarah Allen for the Patriots. Everybody getting a chance to play. Amy Hemberger also back in for the Patriots. Kruger with it for Adams Central. Sarah on the right wing. Bounce pass top of the key to Hemberger. Already given up her dribble. Pass now to Sarah Allen. Back out to Kruger. To Bernacek. Sydney with it. Drives. Double team there. Back out to Sarah Allen. We'll take the shot for three off the backboard and rim and good. Sarah Allen for three. Banks that one in, and it's 70-33. And a foul on the Patriots in the backcourt. Hey, that gets you in the book, Sarah. Sarah Kruger with the foul. Gets Sarah in the book. For Adams Central, and going down to shoot two is going to be Allison Rouse for Minden. 70-33, Rouse will shoot two. Allison's made two from the line. This one's off the iron, no good. 32 seconds to go in this one. And the Minden Whippets into the sub-district championship game on Thursday night. It'll be 7 o'clock right back here on floor of Lynn Farrell Arena. Second free throw, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Bauer, and she scores. That one falls into the hands of Carly Bauer, and all she had to do is put it in up off the glass and score. 72-33, and Carly has four. Front court with the basketball stolen away from the Patriots by Shea Taylor. Jump ball, it stays with Adams Central with 20 seconds to go. 72-33, Minden. Bernacek inbounds to Hemberger, to Kruger in the corner, to Sidney Bernacek. Bernacek with it with 13 seconds to go. We play out the final seconds. Sidney loops a pass inside to Allen, off her fingertips and out of bounds. It'll be Minden basketball with 9 seconds to go. So Adams Central will be on defense and with the basketball. We'll play it out here. Into the front court, shot put up on the run is going to be going down the hole. The field goal by Elena Boudreau. The final field goal of the game and the final score. The Minden Whippets over the Adams Central Patriots. The final score, Minden 74, Adams Central 33. We'll talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Lynn Farrell Arena, the first semifinal game in the books. All Minden Whippets except for the first field goal of the game. Minden defeats Adams Central by the score of 74-33. Adams Central did score the first field goal of the basketball game, led it 2-0, but after that, the Whippets went to work. The number two-ranked Minden Whippets win their 18th game. They scored the next 21 points of the first quarter, had a 21-point run, led 21-2 after the first quarter of play. Got 6 points in that quarter from Hallie Bauer, 4 from Bailey Peterson. Peterson controlling the boards in that first quarter, 5 for Allison Hollinger in that first quarter, and 4 from Bailey Peterson, also with the good board work there by Peterson. The Whippets scored the 21 unanswered points in that first quarter after the Patriots scored the first two, and Minden led 21-2 after two, and the Whippets controlled the basketball game after getting ahead, tying it at two, going up 4-2, and then 21-2 after the first quarter. That lead to 21-5 in the second quarter, then the Whippets moved it up to 31-5. It was 35-7, 41-7, and 44-8 at halftime. You kind of get the picture. All Whippets displaying that multitude of talent that they have on the floor in this game over the Patriots. Just too much talent for Adams Central here tonight, and too much firepower for the Whippets here tonight. Minden moved the lead up to 59-17 after three and won it by the score of 74-33. The Whippets outscored the Patriots 44-8 in the first half of play, outscored the Patriots 15-9 in the third quarter. Adams Central did outscore the Whippets 16-15 in the fourth quarter of play. The Whippets outscore the Patriots 44-8 in the first half, 30-25 in the second, and Minden Whippets win it by the score of 74-33. By the way, this is the Vaughn's postgame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. Vaughn's Printers, more than 80 years and three generations. Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings, 402-463-7721. This postgame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers of Hastings. Minden wins it by the score of 74-33, and they go to 18-2 on the year. Adams Central will end their season at 5-18, and the Patriots fall here tonight by the score of 74-33 to the Minden Whippets. Let's take a timeout on the Vaughn's Printers postgame show. When we return, we'll run down the scoring and some more post first game numbers for you after this 2-minute timeout.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And back at Lynn Farrell Arena on our post-game show after game number one of this Class C1 Sub-District 9 semifinal, won by Minden over Adams Central, 74-33. For the Minden Whippets scoring tonight, Hallie Bauer had 14 points, 11 for Carly Sartorius, 11 for Allison Hollinger, good game for Allison off the bench, 10 for Jamie Kissinger, 9 for Brooke Kissinger, 6 points for Elena Boudreaux, 4 points for Bailey Peterson, 3 for Sydney Stadler, 2 for Allison Rouse in the basketball game for the Whippets, as they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players score, 14 for Hallie Bauer, 11 for Carly Sartorius, 11 for Allison Hollinger, and 9 for Brooke Kissinger to lead the way for the Minden Whippets. For Adams Central, 10 players scored for the Patriots. Nobody with more than 6. Brianna Shook had 6. Cheyenne Gotch had 4. Emily Boniface had 4. Georgie Johnson had 4. Sydney Bernacek made a 3-point field goal for 3. Sarah Allen off the bench late for a 3-point field goal. 3 points for Sydney Niemeyer. 2 for Kaylee Rader. And 2 for Jamie Gilbert. And 2 for Brittany Wiseman. So Brianna Shook leads the way with 6 for the Adams Central Lady Patriots in the contest. And the Patriots scored 33 in this basketball game. And the final numbers in from super statistician Gene Shaw. We'll give you the Adams Central stats here. The Patriots for the game ended up shooting 23% from the floor, 10 out of 43. They had 19 rebounds. They were out-rebounded 31-19 by the Whippets. Patriots turned it over 22 times. They were 20% from three-point range, 10 out of 16 from the free throw line for Adams Central, and 33 points in the game. For the Minden Whippets, 54% from the field, shooting 26 out of 48 from Minden, 31 rebounds, including 21 on the defensive side of things, and 10 on the offensive side. 35% three-point shooting for the Whippets, and they're 50% from the free throw line, 14 out of 28. 13 turnovers on Minden. They did have 11 steals in the game and 3 blocked shots in the contest. And I'll have to clarify this with Gene. 31 rebounds, 10 and 21 listed here. So 31 total rebounds for the Whippets in the game here tonight. And they win it by the score of 74-33. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll wrap up this first game coverage here on The Breeze right after this timeout.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, we'll wrap up our first game coverage here on the Vons Printers post-game show here. Minden wins over Adams Central by the score of 74-33. Again, the Whippets shoot 54% from the field. They out-rebounded Adams Central 31-19 in this contest, and the Patriots with 22 turnovers, with the Whippets with 13 in the contest. Leading the way for the Whippets, Hallie Bauer with 14, 11 for Allison Hollinger, 11 for Carly Sartorius, 10 for Jamie Kissinger, as they have four players in double figures. No one in double figures for Adams Central. And leading the way, Brianna Shook with 6 for the Patriots. So it should remind and give a little shout out here to the three seniors for Adams Central. They closed the season with 5 wins and 18 losses on the season. The three seniors playing their final games for Adams Central. Cheyenne Goss. Cheyenne had 4 tonight. She was the leading scorer for the Patriots on the season with over 8 points a game. Sydney Niemeyer, the senior, started in all ball games, pretty much all but maybe a few for the Patriots. She was a starter all season. She had 3 tonight. And the other senior, Jamie Gilbert, she had a field goal tonight. She had 2. So only 3 seniors, Cheyenne Gott, Sydney Niemeyer, and Jamie Gilbert. And kudos to them for their time in the program at Adams Central. And they are ending their basketball career here with Adams Central here tonight. Adams Central closes the season with 5 wins and 18 losses. And the Minden Whippets go to 18-2. And the Whippets win their way into the championship game this Thursday night, right back here on this floor at Lynn Farrell Arena. For the sub-district championship, they'll play the winner of game number 2 between Kearney Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia, the Whippets, at 18-2 on the year. We have one final score to pass along to you tonight from the Class C2 sub-district 4 game. That's being played over in Aurora, and you can hear those games on Platte River Radio's Classic Hits, 98.9. That's KKPR-FM. A final score, the top-seeded Centura Centurions defeat Wood River. Centura 40, Wood River 27. So Centura into the championship game on Thursday night. The second game there is Ravenna and Shelton. The winner will take on Centura on Thursday night. And the winner of our second game coming up will take on Minden Thursday night at 7. We will have that game, as we will have the second semifinal game right here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Well, that's going to do it for our first game coverage and our post-game show. This has been the Bonds Printers post-game show. The post-game show is brought to you by Bonds Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations as your full-service printer. Bonds Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stop down and see Bill at Bonds Printers in Hastings for all of your printing needs. Well, that's it for Game 1 coverage. We're going to be back in just a little bit with the Game 2 coverage. The final score in Game 1, it will be the Minden Whippets defeating the Adams Central Patriots, ending the Patriots' season. The final score, Minden 74, Adams Central 32. What we'll do is we'll take a 2-minute timeout break here. When we return, we'll start talking about Game number 2, Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia. Back to do that. Game 2 coverage begins in a couple of minutes here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5.
Now here's 2 truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.